every single year, I go above and beyond for one of my good friends on this show. Mm. I flush the format, and I make a precious 1.5 minutes all about him.
Hooray!
Hooray!
What's
this
about?
Yeah, who?
I scrap the schedule, I blow the show, whatever you want to call it. I sacrifice quality content to make it all about him just so he can get his rocks off.
What? What are you guys talking about?
Rocks off is slang for laughing, right?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
No.
I thought, never mind then.
You know what your slang is.
Well, anyway, I've been working hard behind the scenes today because now that autumn is officially upon us, I'm going to give our own Jose Bolaños a brand new list of the top 5 fall puns.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember.
Now the rocks make sense.
Yep. Puns are Jose's favorite type of joke,
yeah.
if you can even call them that. And Alexis, for the people in your demographic who don't know what a pun is, go ahead and explain it.
A joke that's like a bad joke and like kind of not funny.
But that's why it's so bad it's funny.
Maybe and a play on words.
Play on words.
Did you read that out of the Merriam-Webster dictionary of what a pun means? Because it could work. But anyway, let's get right to the list here. Number 5, fall pun.
Oh, we're going from the bottom up, huh?
Did you hear about Cinderella getting married in the fall?
No.
She ended up living happily ever after.
Oh!
Jokes. I forgot to say that in my description.
Happily ever after.
Number 4, did you hear what the tree said when it passed the test? Phew, what a relief.
Oh. Dude, my 5-year-old's been telling that one for like 3 years.
Number 3, solid. What kind of pumpkin works at a pool?
What?
A life gourd.
I like that one.
I got a big laugh. Number 2, did you hear about the squirrel's new favorite streaming service?
What?
It's called Nutflix.
Jose wants to sign up for that.
Squirrel and fall humor.
Oh. Yeah.
You're not going to get that on any other morning show.
I thought you would say Acorn Hub.
Well, the number 1 fall pun for the year. Why did the scarecrow take first prize?
Why?
It was outstanding in its field.
That was better.
We got the nod of approval from Alexis. And with that, it is time to close the book on Jose's favorite fall puns.
Yay,
and head over to the shock collar question of the day. Also, text into 78592. Tell us, is anybody getting sick of the clocker shocker? Because we can change it up.
I love it.
We have a new idea called the shocker clocker.
Oh, wow.
Creative.
Yep. Creativity, that's what we do. But let's just send it over to Digital Jake, and he's going to tell us what's going on. Jake?
We received a text to 78592 at the end of the show yesterday, and it says, quote, "My one request this week is to ask Alexis to please stop singing, stop doing impressions, and definitely stop the combo of both of those." End quote.
I agree. Please stop making me do it.
Well, if you missed it, over the last 2 days, she has been punished for the shock collar question of the day. Yesterday, she attempted to sing in a Yoda voice, and before that, she tried her best British accent for a Harry Potter reenact. And as you heard from the text, Alexis, you're turning off the listeners.
You really turn them on.
That's why today, I'm declaring, Alexis, you are safe.
Yay!
What?
Because no one wants to hear from you.
Oh my gosh, yes!
Wait a minute.
All you have to do is be so bad, and that's how you win this game.
Thank you, listeners.
Keep listening. Instead, we'll be doing a special grab bag edition of
Clocker Shocker.
Grab bag.
Whoever gets picked for the punishment today will have to do a 10-second impression of a famous character that we will choose. The options include Elmo, Kermit, Shaggy Rogers from Scooby-Doo, Captain Jack Sparrow, Donald Duck, and Yoda again if we choose.
Okay.
Wow, those are kind of tough, some of those.
Yeah. Alexis, while you are safe, you will participate in the questions, though.
Yeah, I could win.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Which month gains a day on leap year?
Oh, February.
In which war did the U.S. win its independence?
Oh my god, no, this is going to embarrass me, so I'm going to pass.
It's the Revolutionary War.
Well, what if I answer it wrong?
True or false, the North Pole is a continent?
False.
Spell the word sake.
Oh, S-A-K-E. Yay!
There you go.
Wow. She's saving up. She got, what, 3?
She got 3 correct.
I'm not answering this.
if I answer the wrong one, then that'd be worse.
I think the worst is not yeah, at
not
all.
Even trying is yeah. pretty pathetic.
It's all she needed, that little life vest. Alexis got three. Jose, are you ready?
Yes.
Keith Richards is a member of what band?
Oh my gosh, Rolling Stones.
What has more bones, your hand or your foot?
Your feet.
It's your hand by one. Simon Cowell, Randy Jackson, and who were the first judges on American Idol?
Oh, I don't know. Hyman Mandel.
Paula Abdul, how many colors are in a regular pack of M&Ms?
Six.
There you go, Jose. You got two. Not enough to take it over from Alexis, so Alexis is still in control.
We're in uncharted territory here.
No. Watch out.
She might actually be the person that decides.
Oh, no. Okay, here we go.
All right, Brooke, are you ready?
Pressure's on.
Yeah, it is.
Your 20 seconds is starting now. Name the blue puppet who also moonlights as a superhero on Sesame Street.
Grover.
Yeah, a super Grover. Oh. Name two of Kim Kardashian's children.
Saint and West.
Nope. What's the smallest ocean in the world?
The Indian.
It's the Arctic. What does the B in BMW stand for?
Built.
It's Bavarian.
Those are tough.
Saint, you had right. The other children are North,
Northwest.
Psalm, and Chicago.
Two many directions.
Brooke, you only got one. Alexis got three times as many correct as you.
Oh, my God.
You didn't have to do that. Ask me a war question next time.
Brooke's like, I know all the wars.
She would have known the Kardashian crap.
Yeah. Jeffrey, to keep the power away from Alexis, you need to get four correct.
Oh, good Lord.
You ready?
Okay, yeah.
You can win the Triple Crown in both horse racing and what other sport?
Golf.
Baseball. Mm. Oh, the Twitter logo has a first name. What is it?
Larry.
Yep.
It is Larry, like Larry Bird. Who sang the song It Wasn't Me?
Shaggy.
Oh, Shaggy. Crazy.
Which nuts are used to make marzipan?
Almonds?
Yeah.
Nice job.
Alexis and Jeff, you guys both tied. We're going to do a tiebreaker question. First person to answer gets it right, okay?
I love these.
Oh, no.
First person to answer. You ready?
This is going to be embarrassing.
Good luck, both of you.
What does the R stand for in movie ratings?
Restricted.
There you go, Jeffrey. You did it.
I didn't even still processing.
She's like,
she's like, really good.
So, Jeffrey, you get to pick who does the impression today for the grab bag clocker shocker.
Well, I was so disappointed in yesterday's Yoda impression. I want to hear somebody do it just slightly better. And I think Brooke could do a slightly better Yoda impression.
Oh, man.
Or we're going to turn off even more listeners. It could go either way.
Okay.
Lost a clocker shocker I did. You feel dumb, I am.
Wait, what?
Wise man say, no good.
A little Confucious at the end there.
The low IQ Yoda. I'll take it. That's your...
It's
your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.